Anyone who is familiar with the history of the struggle for freedom in South Africa is, of course, very familiar with the name of Mahatma Gandhi. Today, it is my privilege to be here at the Phoenix Settlement, which is not very far from the city of Durban in the province of Natal in South Africa. And I am with one of the sons of Mahatma Gandhi, Manilal Gandhi. And it is going to be my privilege just to ask him a number of questions about the situation here in South Africa, and perhaps a little something about the tradition of Gandhiism here. I'd like to start off just by asking a question about the founding of the Phoenix Settlement here. What circumstances led to its being found, Manilal? And when was it founded? What can you say about that?
Well, the Phoenix Settlement was founded in 1904 by my father.
Were there particular circumstances that led him to find it, to establish it at the time he did? Durban, I imagine, is a fairly old city. I don't know exactly when it may have been founded. And did he want to get some particular kind of experiment started here in the settlement?
He had been reading a lot of Tolstoy's and Ruskin's works. And he was fascinated with Ruskin's Unto This Last. And from that book, he got the ideas of simple living and high thinking. And so he wanted to find a place out of the city, far away from the humdrum of the city life, and there to lead a simple life and to get some other friends who fell in with his views, to get them also to settle down here and to do manual work to maintain themselves and use their spare time in doing public service.
Well, now it's just about 50 years since the Phoenix community was set up.
We have just celebrated the 50th anniversary.
Was it from here that the newspaper Indian Opinion, which you are the editor of at the present time, are you not?
Yes.
Was it here that it was founded, or was it founded separately from the Phoenix?
Well, it was founded really in Durban by a person known as Mr. Madanjit, but he couldn't carry on the paper for a long time because he found had financial difficulties. And at that very particular time, Father was in need of a paper to educate public opinion, and so he took the paper from this gentleman and brought it to Phoenix, and it was established in Phoenix in 1904.
Now, many of us in America have heard a great deal about the campaigns of nonviolence and the first experiences that Mahatma Gandhi had with nonviolence here in South Africa. Was any of the planning for these early campaigns done here at Phoenix, or was it done separate from this community here?
Well, all the plannings of the passive resistance struggle was done here in Phoenix.
How many lived at Phoenix at the time that your father was here?
At that time, there were about 100 souls living here. There were quite a number of families. Yes.
Would you say that at the present time there is much of a tradition left of Gandhiism from the work which your father did while he was here?
Well, when Father left this country in 1914 for good, practically all the settlers had left with him. and the burden of conducting the paper, which was the only activity at the time after the struggle was over, was being conducted by a few of the settlers. In 1916, I had to return from India to look after this place. And since 1916, the whole burden has fallen on my shoulders. So there are really none of the old settlers living in Phoenix, but myself and my family are here. And of course, we haven't got really voluntary workers either, as we had during Father's time. We have got a paid staff who is working here.
The South African Indian Congress was set up during the period that your father was here in South Africa, was it not? Was this the organization that was responsible for the early campaigns of nonviolence in South African history? That is, the South African Indian Congress was founded by your father here, was it not?
Not the South African Indian Congress.
No?
It was the Natal Indian Congress
founded
by my father.
See. Yes. Oh, I see.
Yes.
At that time was a provincial setup, or actually a colonial setup, wasn't it?
Yes.
Natal at that time was one of the British colonies.
Yes, here. It was a colonial setup.
Yes.
Yes.
What was the nature of some of the early campaigns that were put on?
Well, the Congress really was established because of the parliamentary franchise legislation was brought in, depriving the Indians of the right to vote in Parliament.
There has been rather a steady trend towards discrimination against the non-white people here, even since even before the founding of the Union of South Africa in 1910.
Yes.
Has that not been the case?
Yes, it has been.
Yes.
Was a colony.
Yes. Would you say that conditions have gotten steadily worse, or that there has been any improvement, or what would you say about the trend that exists at the present time here in South Africa?
Well, the conditions had slightly improved for a short period after the struggle, pacifism struggle, was over in 1914. But they began to deteriorate from 1916 onwards. And then, of course, it has been growing worse and worse.
Well, bringing it up to more nearly the present time, what are some of the real disabilities under which the non-white people in South Africa are living today? What kinds of things are Africans and Indians and the colored people here protesting against? What are the injustices, the discriminations which exist?
Well, there are quite a number of laws, racial laws, that have been brought against the non-Europeans here. There are the past laws against the Africans, and there are a number of laws.
I understand that if you, for instance, wanted to travel from this province to the Transvaal,
yes,
that you would have to get special permission to do
yes,
so.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Now, what about the Group Areas Act? How is that going to affect people in the Durban area?
Well, there will be areas stipulated for the different races, and we shall be segregated in those areas. And it will be difficult for us to live in those areas because we will have to trade amongst ourselves, and it won't be long before we are, wiped out of this country. or we shall have to remain in conditions of slavery.
If an Indian owns some property in a given section of Durban at the present time that was declared a European area under the Group Areas Act, what would this person have to do with his property?
He would have to sell it to a European. Although it may belong to him,
yes,
he would have to dispose of it and sell it to a European. His children would not be able to inherit that property.
And he'd probably have to sell it at some kind of a loss, too, I suppose.
Yes, he would, of course, at the price stipulated by the buyer.
Yes. Well, now, many of us in America heard about your own arrest during the Defiance campaign in December of 1952, when you and Patrick Duncan and several others were arrested. I wonder if you could say just a word about this. Where were you arrested? What law were you breaking?
Well, we were arrested in the Germiston location.
And well, where is the Germiston location?
Just a few miles from Johannesburg, city of Johannesburg. And there, no Europeans or non-Europeans are allowed to enter the African location without permit. And we, Patrick Duncan and I, and a few other Europeans, and about 30 non-Europeans, we entered the location without permits. And we were arrested.
Did you tell the police beforehand that you were going to do this, or was it a surprise to them?
No, the police were informed that we were going to violate the law.
Was there any violence or a threat of violence
there
at any point?
There was no violence of any sort.
All of you were then arrested, and were you out on bail, or what happened after
yes,
that?
Yes, we were all arrested, and we were locked up, and then we were brought before the court, and our case was remanded.
Well, now you were finally sentenced, were you not?
And finally, the other non-Europeans were sentenced to 1 month's imprisonment, but eight of us, that is seven Europeans, including Patrick Duncan and I, were charged under a different regulation, under the incitement law. And we were sentenced to, various terms of imprisonment. I was sentenced to 50 days or £50 fine, and Patrick Duncan was sentenced to 100 days or £100 fine, and the others were sentenced to various terms.
Well, now you served that term. Where did you serve it?
I served a portion of it in the Germiston jail, and from there I was taken to Pretoria jail. The conditions in the Germiston jail were pretty bad. The authorities were very harsh. I had to do hard work there, and the food given to me, at least, was not according to the jail regulations. I protested, but it was no notice was taken of it. And later on, I was transferred to the Pretoria jail, where I found the conditions were slightly better.
What would be your appraisal of the Defiance campaign? Do you think that it made some effect on the situation here? Was it, on the whole, worthwhile?
Well, the Defiance campaign that went on when 8,000 people went to prison, it had a tremendous effect on the whole world and also in South Africa. We had support coming from America and England and other parts of the world.
You think it made the government here take notice of the non-whites population and try to come to grips with the problem in a way that it hadn't previously?
Oh, yes, absolutely so.
Well, do you think there's much hope in the future?
Well, there is hope for the future if we can continue the struggle
and
non-violently.
Yes. Well, I think our time is just about running out, Manilal Gandhi. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. It's been very interesting.